Introduction about the seven spiritual truths. The truth and nothing but the truth needs to be told, because so many of us were raised by caretakers who were ignorant of how the laws of life work. As a result, we were programmed to believe that pain, poverty, and loss is the way life is supposed to be. The seven spiritual truths contain the wisdom to teach you how to transcend your self-limiting beliefs that dominate our culture. Beware that the seven spiritual truths have a tendency to scare and confuse people, which creates several challenges for souls who are seeking spiritual transcendence. Challenges such as, how can you spiritually transcend your fear-based programming if you don't understand how the law of karma works? Many of us are stuck on a treadmill of experiences, recreating the same lessons over and over again, not understanding that we need to endure the labor pains of life so we can give birth to our spiritual inner self. The great majority of us are blind to the God forces, infinitely orchestrated crucifixion and resurrection experiences that we have created not to punish us, but to teach us the lessons we need to learn on our journey home to our inner self. The late, great Wayne Dyer taught me that to truly understand how these esoteric truths work, I needed to grok what the term paradox means. Paradox is a phenomenon that happens when two concepts appear to be self-contradicting, but aren't. On your journey home to your inner self, you will run into many kinds of paradoxes, like the paradox that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. In this case, the paradox is that you are simultaneously both a physical and a non-physical entity. To be a spiritual being who is having a human experience seems contradictory for one who hasn't spiritually awakened yet. But what you will come to realize is that the earth plane is made up of hundreds of paradoxical opposites. Physical life is polarized. It's easy to get caught up in the paradoxical dyads of the earth plane because the ego wants to label people and experiences as right or wrong, good or bad. Eckhart Tolle taught me that the most confusing paradoxes happen between the ego and the inner self. I can still hear him saying, the ego thinks it's all your fault. The self feels the other person is merely a reflection of my own consciousness. The ego thinks you push my button so I'll avoid you. The self feels, thank you, ego, for you are a doorway to what I need to heal. The ego thinks everything is good or bad, right or wrong. The self feels everything is perfect, just the way it is, even when it doesn't feel good. The ego thinks, poor me, I'm a victim. The self feels, I create my own reality to learn and grow. The ego thinks, I need to know right now. The self feels, surrender to what is with emotional detachment. The spiritual plane isn't polarized. On the spiritual plane, we are all one via the namaste consciousness. Polarization is impossible on the spiritual plane because energy flows in an orderly, never-ending cycle of expansion and contraction. For example, Einstein's theory of relativity proved that the space-time continuum exists inter-rationally, meaning without opposites. This means that the past, present, and future are not opposites. They are simply different parts of the whole concept we call the space-time continuum. The truth and nothing but. By taking birth, you have chosen to embark upon an exciting and incredible journey home to your inner self. It is a journey towards conscious ownership of your divine birthright. Life is filled with painful lessons that need to be learned and karma that needs to be burned. You can choose to point a finger, assign blame, or make your caretakers guilty. Or you can learn to live with your incorrect programming that sadly taught you to think that you are bad, wrong, not good enough, lazy, broken, etc., and incorrectly programmed you to play the blame, shame, victim game. Or you can learn how to use your godlike abilities, own your less than perfect behavior, and learn how to discreate your negative beliefs that don't feel good, and instead consciously create new empowering beliefs that will make you feel good. To quote St. Thomas, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. Close quote. Your ego is extremely subtle and deceptive at stopping you from doing what you need to do to transcend your pain and fears. Which brings up another powerful quote by Carl Jung. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Close quote. Often your ego will lie to you by saying, if you ignore it, it'll go away. The ego gives you a false sense of security because its job is to block your pain with mental anesthesia that psychologists label as minimizing, denial, conversion, etc. Metaphorically, the ego blocks your pain like an aspirin, but like aspirin, the real cause behind why you have a headache in the first place is not dealt with or healed. The truth is, if you keep ignoring your negative beliefs, they will line up like dominoes. Then, when you do get emotionally triggered, it will activate the domino effect, and your issues will create a chain reaction of your historical, negatively conditioned responses that will make you feel sad, angry, and depressed. But now you have a choice, because the seven spiritual truths are an enlightenment compass that can help to set you free. If you form the habit of referring to the seven spiritual truths when you feel psycho-spiritually triggered, they will help you just like a compass to navigate out of your incarnational labyrinth so that you can create a life that the gods themselves would envy. Namaste!